This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Outcome of the elections for the representatives of the 14th General Convention coming in. Election Commission directs political parties not to distribute membership to sitting professors, teachers and employees. Education Minister Devendra Poudel says ministry is preparing to vaccinate all students against COVID-19 reaching school premises, and 12 among 46 killed in Bulgarian bus accident seem to be children. Now the news in detail. Results of the constituencies convention of the Nepali Congress held yesterday under the 14th General Convention are coming in. The Nepali Congress Central Election Committee informed that vote counting in many areas had been completed and the final results of other areas awaited. Coordinator of Nepali Congress Central Election Committee Mahadev Prasad Yadav said General Convention representatives would be elected from the districts to choose the central leadership in the party 14th General Convention. Election Commission of Nepal has directed all parties not to distribute membership to sitting professors, teachers and employees. The Commission said its attention was drawn towards the news that the professors, teachers and employees holding public offices were elected in the General Convention of various political parties. The Election Commission has also suggested the parties carry out political activities as per the existing laws. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Poudel has said the ministry is preparing to vaccinate all students against COVID-19 reaching school premises. Unveiling his plans and priorities at the press conference organized at the ministry yesterday, Minister Poudel said the education ministry had highly prioritized the task of vaccinating all the students against COVID-19. The minister further said arrangement to vaccinate students above 5 years of age had been made and the vaccination drive would be launched as soon as the purchased vaccines arrive in Nepal. Deputy Managing Director of the European Union's External Affairs of Asia and the Pacific, Paola Pampaloni, has paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba. Office of the Prime Minister said during the meeting yesterday, matters related to cooperation and partnership between Nepal and the European Union, trade, civil aviation, security, climate change, and other regional and multilateral issues of mutual interest were discussed. Leading a three-member delegation, Pampaloni arrived in Kathmandu last Saturday to participate in the 13th meeting of the Nepal-European Union Joint Commission that is commencing today. Pampaloni will be co-chairing the meeting with Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Poudel. The meeting is set to review the progress of the 12th meeting held last year, including progress of development assistance received by Nepal and its overall aspects. The discussions will also be held on post-COVID economic recovery, trade and investment, energy, science and technology. In the meeting, Nepal and the European Union will also raise the issue of cooperation and partnership in close contact with the United Nations, World Trade Organization and other international forums. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has said necessary talks are on the way to announce Barzang District, a disaster hit area. During his meeting with a delegation of the people's representatives from Barzang yesterday, the Prime Minister said arrangements were being made to ensure required support for the survivors and rebuilding the damaged structures in the district. On the occasion, the delegation put forth several demands, including the declaration of the district as a landslide and flood hit zone. 31 people had lost their lives in Barzang due to unseasonal rain-induced disasters. CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has said pressure would not be put on any leader for consensus to elect a leadership in the party's 10th National General Convention. Speaking at an interaction program held with editors of various media in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairman Oli stated that although selecting leadership through consensus was a better idea, democratic practices within the party would not be undermined. He claimed that no one had challenged him for the post of party chairman, but accepted the challenge of democracy as a natural process. Chairman Oli believed that 2,200 representatives would choose the appropriate leadership. On the queries raised about disputes seen in the judiciary, the opposition chairman said the judiciary should function impartially as per the constitution and existing laws. CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal has said current disputes seen in the judiciary should be resolved through negotiations. Talking to media persons at Janakpur Airport yesterday, Leader Nepal said dialogues were the appropriate means of finding a solution to every problem. He was hopeful that the issue would be sorted out soon. He argued that the existing five-party political alliance would collaborate till the coming election. He also clarified that an agreement had already been reached to have an alliance in the upcoming National Assembly elections. The Foreign Affairs Ministry has assigned the responsibility of holding the election of the non-resident Nepali Association, NRNA, to the Patron Council as per the NRNA statute amidst uncertainty over its 10th International General Convention. The ministry assigned the responsibility to the Patron Council after disputes emerged in the NRNA. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G भिडियो कल गर्दा नो बोर्जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
सबैको यो विश्वास हो नि नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
गेम खेल्दा नि टेन्सन नजी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G आफ्नो भन्ने आफ्नै हो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates now. A total of 351 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while conducting tests of 10,174 samples. Likewise, 273 people recovered in the past 24 hours. Similarly, 9 people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,509 in the country so far. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. The survivors of a bus inferno that killed at least 46 people scrambled to safety through a window after a vehicle caught fire and crashed in Bulgaria. 7 people escaped with burns from the vehicle, which packed with tourists who were mostly Macedonian. The bus slammed into a barrier and went up in flames while returning from Istanbul in Turkey. 12 children were among the dead, including 2 boys aged 4. Only men and 3 women survived the disaster, which happened on a motorway southwest of the Bulgarian capital Sofia earlier on Tuesday. The scale of the loss has caused shock and grief in Bulgaria and North Macedonia, where 3 days of national mourning have been declared. A man accused of ramming a car into Christmas parade cows in Wisconsin on Sunday is to be charged with 6 deaths after another victim, a child, died. Darrell Brooks, 39, wept as he was arraigned in court with 5 counts of international homicide, intentional homicide. Rather, prosecutors said further charges would be filed. Police say Brooks drove in a zigzag pattern to hit as many as possible at the Wakesa parade. Bell was sacked at $5 million US due to his extensive criminal background. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 21.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Outcome of the election for the representatives of the 14th General Convention coming in. Election Commission directs political parties not to distribute membership to sitting professors, teachers and employees. Education Minister Devendra Podal says ministry is preparing to vaccinate all students against COVID-19 reaching school premises. And 12 among the 46 killed in Bulgarian bus accident seem to be children. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.